This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 15, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, temperatures in the low 40s. All the rain that we've been having the last couple of weeks is still not positively impacting some area water levels. The Daily Item is reporting today that the Lynn Reservoir is at 38% capacity. Back in September, it was at nearly 50% capacity with water restrictions in place. The reservoir's current water level is about half of what it might normally be at this time of year. Several North Shore communities are holding or preparing for town meetings. Last night, Linfield residents approved a senior living project on the Sagamore Golf Course property. Swampscott's Finance Committee this week approved 9 articles for their upcoming meeting. The Manchester-by-the-Sea town meeting approved several zoning articles at last night's special town meeting. The Center for Holocaust and Genocide Studies, in partnership with the History Department and the JCC North Shore, will host Professor Jan Grabowski this Thursday at Salem State University. The event is free and open to the public. It'll be held in person in the Petrowski Room in March Hall. The event will also be live-streamed on Zoom. If you'd like to watch the talk on Zoom, we have posted a link below on our website with all of the event details. Remember Schubert, the seal that hung out this summer near the Cummings Center in Beverly? Paul Layton of the Salem News, the area's lead correspondent for Beverly's seal coverage, is now reporting that the phenomenon has spawned merchandise that includes T-shirts, sugar cookies, ice cream, and chocolates. Also, Schubert's story is appearing in 2 children's books written by local Beverly authors. One book written by Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Stanley Foreman and his wife Debbie, the other by preschool teacher Sarah Hastings. Is this the final chapter to be written in the Schubert story? Well, it all gets MSO's seal of approval. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics play the Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow. The 14-2 Bruins will play host to the Flyers on Thursday. In local sports, defending state champion Ipswich Volleyball has made it back to the Division IV state semifinals. They will play Weston tomorrow. Linfield, a Cape Ann League rival of Ipswich, is also still alive. They're in the state semifinals as well. In football, the D5 state semifinal will find North Reading playing Bishop Fenwick Friday at Manning Field in Lynn. Kickoff at 7. This is North Reading football coach Ed Blum.
You kind of get to this point of the playoffs, and you knew it was going to be. And Bishop Fenwick certainly is a great team. We've been able to see them and see them on film, and they do a lot of things really well, and they've done a great job getting to this point. So, you know, it's going to be a good battle Friday night.
North Reading football coach Ed Blum. We will have North Shore football covered all this week with interviews and features, so check back to the website from time to time for more stories throughout the week. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.